conservative flamethrower and high heels and stilettos, too. It's the box that rocks. It's Angela Box on the Sam Malone Show on AM 1070 and FM 103.3. The Answer.
Bam, 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 bam. From the call screen panel, she's getting four X's. Box that rocks. Needs to get two X's. But it's only one X for Angela Box. Instead of a commentator, troublemaker, and high heels. Hi, Angela.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Cool weather. It was real schwitz yesterday. Cooler weather. Good in times. Approaching Christmas and New Year's. It's all good. Black
yes.
and vertical.
By the way, I'd like to, I saw your Facebook the other day of you and Denise in a horse-drawn carriage or some schmaltzy Hallmark thing. And I said, I wonder if they get together at the end.
So we went to a Christmas party. Real quick, horse-drawn carriage. I'm like, how could you not do Tanglewood? The homes are beautiful, right? And they're lit up beautifully. So Princess Mag, and I wrote on there, I said, you can actually have a Hallmark minute in your life or Hallmark moment, and Princess and I are in the back of a horse-drawn carriage. So Angela goes, you think they got together at the end?
Mm-hmm.
And I responded, hashtag, they kissed at the end, as they do. Which,
case
yeah, unfortunately, not, Hallmark's not the same, but I got a Great American Country Channel, Great American Christmas, GAC, was taken over from Discovery by the former CEO of Hallmark when they took on the Anti-Genesis 224 crowd. So Jen Lilly, our friend, is now on there. Who else is on there? Jill Wagner, thank you. A bunch of moved over there. Oh, Merritt Patterson from Hallmark moved over to GAC. So anyway, thought I'd get them.
You know, for a straight Jew, you know an awful lot about Hallmark.
Denise says that. She's like, you're straight guy, right? How do you know every woman came on Hallmark? I'm like, I don't know. I've got that brain space up there.
It's like me with random politicians. It's you with Hallmark people.
Right. And they by the way, Hallmark did their Hanukkah. They do one for like the Jews. Did their Hanukkah one last Friday, the 8 gifts of Hanukkah. Oh, hilarious. Hilarious.
Was there a dreidel and matzo ball soup?
Yes, it was wonderful. Anyway, all right, here's what's going on.
Yes.
The world's falling apart while we're laughing. I don't know where to begin. The commies in China have threatened the United States. The local stations look like they were ordered not to report that the state-run paper called whatever it is, threatened Joe Biden, play with fire, get burned when it comes to Taiwan. The president is on his knees begging OPEC for more oil on top of the more oil they asked for, but we have oil here. The Russians got about 100K worth of Spetsnaz. Lined up on the border there with the Ukraine, ready to march west to get some black gold, Texas tea. The people in Riga, Latvia, where part of my family came from, must be you-know-what in their pants. What a mess, Angela Box.
Well, it's all predictable, and it's all on purpose, because one of the first acts Joe Biden did when he became the resident, not the president, because he's not the legitimate president, but the resident, he canceled the XL pipelines and the drilling offshore. So, you know, he's trying to placate a group of people who live in fantasy land, who think that cars can run on water and we can heat our homes with water and things that aren't, that everything's not made out of petroleum, which literally everything is, almost everything is made out of petroleum. And trying to placate a group of lunatics and in the meantime going to Islamic fundamentalist countries begging for oil and lifting sanctions on Iran, I might add. And begging the Iranians to go back into this nuclear deal so they could have a nuclear weapon. It is purposeful. It's not that he's incompetent. It's that this is on purpose. And that's what people have to understand.
It's not even he has no idea what day it is.
No.
It's the people who control Joe Biden hate America, hate the Jew, hate the Lord. I mean, they were cheering when churches were burned and Bibles were burning, you know, during all this. Was that 2019? That summer, they were hooting and hollering along. They won't stand up for Israel at the United Nations, as we saw about 10 days ago. Democrats are on the floor of the House of Representatives spewing dirty Jew hate. Ilhan Omar, Tlaib. Congressman Hank Johnson referred to Jews as termites, and the newsrooms were shut down not to say anything. It's the people who control Joe Biden.
Yes, but, you know, Hank Johnson has hashtag black privilege, so he's allowed to say whatever he wants. There's also something going on in Israel, and you'll find this interesting. Netanyahu, who could not cobble together a coalition a few months ago, it's a very curious thing. He's the beneficiary of kind of the same thing that's going on in this country. They realize that the current prime minister, I don't even know his name, it's the once and future Netanyahu, as far as I'm concerned, whoever the current Israeli guy is. No one likes this guy. So they're having a lot of buyer's remorse. And this guy is implementing vaccine mandates on the people of Israel. They're the most vaccinated country in the world, and they have one of the highest COVID rates in the world. I mean, it's very similar to what's going on. So I think look for a resurgence of Netanyahu, and, of course, followed by President Trump. So
funny you
should mention
Angela, boxing server commentator, because I'm a big fan of Benjamin Netanyahu. He has resurfaced on social media. His platform versus Benny Gantz, Benjamin Netanyahu studied at Princeton, worked in Boston. His English is fantastic. Okay, so he got back
so
on
hot.
Social media. Women say that a lot.
Oh my God!
How hot is Benjamin Netanyahu? And women wait.
Those eyes, that smoldering glare. I'm like, yes, Ben Beebe, yes.
Do me a favor. Get part of that and put that in front of my name when I'm introduced.
I might. Hey, Samuel. I might.
Christmas show. Oh, those eyes. Sam Malone. God, I'm sorry.
I might convert, darling. I might convert.
Benjamin Netanyahu. First of all, he'd have to leave his wife. But if he dated, if he says, Angela, you understand, I cannot marry, you say, an Andruska. I cannot marry a boy. Angela's like, hold on. Rabbi, converting.
Rabbi, let's get this bat mitzvah going. Come on.
I damn said it right. Angela Bach, conservative commentator. Israel, and it was a great story that came out. Did we post it? That Mossad has attacked three different nuclear plants in Iran as most recently, I think it was April and July, by helping to build the Iranian nuclear plants. And instead of cement, they put explosives in there 2 years ago. And the other one was they convinced 10 Iranian scientists that they were Greenpeace, like there's earth huggers or something. And they said, they're Mossad agents. And they're like, yeah, you're just nuclear. We got to stop this nuclear program for Greenpeace or World Peace or Green Skies or whatever the hell it is. And these Iranian, they're like, okay. And they sabotaged it on behalf of what they thought was one of those nuclear proliferation groups. But it was Mossad. This story is a comedy how Israel is just stomping all over them. But they're worried. That it also tells me they're worried over there, Angela Bucks.
This nuclear Iran deal that they desperately, for some reason, want these Islamic fundamentalists back in the fold. Again, I don't understand. They've already got like I think 15% of their uranium needed to build a nuclear weapon. They've not stopped their death to Israel, death to America thing. But of course, the America hating current administration loves nothing more than to coddle Islamic terrorists. So they are trying desperately to get them back in this thing. And it's just, we need some adults back in the building, and we need it yesterday. But I find it very interesting, and I like to talk about karma a lot. And this administration is getting a wallop of karma. And Kamala Harris, I don't know if you've talked about this yet, about how her staffers are all fleeing the sinking ship and have told everyone what an incompetent she is. And she just basically likes to do the ceremonial stuff, which is the fun stuff is what Kamala Harris likes to do. But the real work, she's not up to snuff, and everyone's like, she has no work ethic. She's horrible to her staff, and she is a bully and blames everybody for her failures. It's like, well, she's a typical Democrat.
Well, she's Angela Box with us. You know, here's a woman that opened an affair with a married man. I mean, it's appalling when Democrats find out when I speak. No, what? And I send them, like, the Willie Brown articles. USA Today wrote about it. For cash and prizes. It's horrible. Let me ask you this one more because I'm looking at the clock here. NBC is going forward with the Olympic coverage. Well, with first ever Olympics I can't tell you how many years they had active concentration camps of that home country. Muslim Uyghurs. It's horrible. You should have heard Hugh Hewitt this morning going through the list of what's happening to these people. NBC, there's no mention of this. Are you going to watch the Olympics when they roll around in February?
Absolutely not. I'm going to be like Inez Freedom and boycott it completely. And I think it's so shocking that a guy like Inez Kanter, who lived in Turkey, escaped Islamic fundamentalism. But I'm not sure if he's an ethnic Muslim or not. Doesn't matter. But he's like the only athlete standing up for these people. And it's absolutely horrifying. It's like, you know, you talk about wanting to support Muslims and religious minorities, but these people are being, the genocide going on is just, it's unbelievable for their religious beliefs. And
what's his name? LeBron will not take a stand against the concentration camps, which is the admirable, the right, the moral and ethical thing to do because he's got the sneaker deal over there.
LeBron James is, I think history will show to be just a lightweight demagogue. And that's like the worst thing you could say because he's very dumb and he's very demagogic and he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. And he does what he's told. Just like all leftists, you do what you're told.
You know, your high school education stopped at 12th grade, right? He was from Akron, didn't go to college. And then you're surrounded by people who just nod their head. Whatever, because they just want to be on the train. I've seen it firsthand. It's sad. It's sad.
It's sad. I'm sure LeBron got a lot of help to graduate high school because he's an athlete. Just saying.
I bet you she is, Angela Box. Good job, as always. Go have a wonderful Tuesday.
Thanks.
I'll look forward to my next conversation, sweetheart, next Tuesday.
Too, I'm going to go kiss my picture of BB.
Thank you, Mike. Women, how long ago was it we talked about?